Geopolitics remain firmly at the center of the macro narrative driving cross-asset price action and reinforcing a more cautious tone across risk markets. The dominant story remains the Middle East. Markets are attempting to price a complex mix of escalation and de-escalation signals. The Trump administration has announced a new Israel-Lebanon ceasefire framework contingent on Hezbollah compliance, while President Trump has suggested a potential Iran agreement could emerge as soon as this weekend. Reports that Washington would refrain from broad military escalation absent direct U.S. casualties have helped temper worst-case fears. Still, traders remain skeptical after a previous ceasefire efforts failed to hold, leaving geopolitical risk premiums elevated across energy markets. In FX, the U.S. dollar remains broadly supported as investors continue to favor defensive positioning. Dollar strength has been most visible against higher beta and Asia-linked currencies, while dollar-yen remains a focal point after briefly pushing above 160 before slipping back down below the level. The pair continues to reflect the tension between safe haven demand, wide U.S.-Japan rate differentials, and persistent intervention risks from Japanese authorities. U.S. rates markets remain focused on inflation and Fed policy. Recent comments from Fed officials have reinforced concerns that inflation risks remain alive despite slower growth signals, helping keep Treasury yields elevated, limiting enthusiasm for aggressive rate cut pricing. The result is a backdrop that continues to underpin the dollar and constrain risk assets. In equities, U.S. index futures are softer after a mixed Wall Street session. S&P 500 and NASDAQ continue to trade, however, near historically rich valuations, leaving markets sensitive to any deterioration in growth expectations or geopolitical developments. Technology remains supported by the structural AI investment theme, with one major U.S. investment house noting AI infrastructure spending is increasingly approaching the scale of the world's largest economies. However, investor appetite has become more selective following earnings disappointments from parts of semiconductor space, including weakness in Broadcom shares overnight. Finally, beyond geopolitics, markets are monitoring emerging supply-side risks in agriculture after the discovery of New World screwworm in Texas cattle, adding another potential inflationary pressure point at a time when food prices are already elevated. That's all for now.